Psych, it's not really a video, it's a picture. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think you should start all over.
So if you can sing that good, man. We all need to
sing. I think you should start all over, Trey. Start at the beginning.
For me and just for being who you are as people of God.
Trey, start it.
And I just want to say that
he's
I'm
trying.
So thankful that soon I'll get to be back with you. So I'm here on this video because I want to let you know that on November 28th, yes, coming up on Sunday, November 28th, I will be right here with you worshiping at Only Believe Kenton, and I'll be preaching a brand new series that day called Our Identity in Christ and Understanding What It Means to Have His Authority in Our Life. So I just want to say thank you and that you guys are a great blessing, and I love you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Amen. Amen. I want to say that he misses you more than he can stand, and it's just everything he can to finish up his sabbatical that he's been given without running in here. And he's been here maybe once for the women's conference, and he helped cook because that was like he had to because we didn't have anybody else at that moment. So he came and cooked, but he is ready. He is ready to get back with you. So thank you for giving him the time to heal, to get stronger, and he's going to come back, but like he is ready. He is ready. I'm telling you, he's walking around the house preaching to me all day long. So you'd think I'd have 100 sermons by now about what he's been preaching to me. Amen? Amen. All right, what we're going to do this morning is just a little bit different than normal, but who says that we have a program to live by? Amen? Amen. So what I'm going to do is call everybody up that I asked to come up. Come on up now. And what I want to do is, this is the month of thankfulness, correct? And we're thankful all the time, but this is the month of Thanksgiving. And just line up, because we're just going to have you one by one. And I've just asked some people, just randomly, can you tell us something you are thankful for that God has done for you? And so this morning, I just want to lift up hearts towards the Lord and just give him what we're thankful for. What I'm thankful for is that I have an amazing God. That even when I didn't know I needed found, I knew I was miserable. I knew I couldn't handle one more day on this earth. He found me, he rescued me, and he saved me, and he brought me out. And I can't imagine my life without him. And that's what I was thinking about this morning when we were coming to, when I was driving into church, is that, man, God, when I think about who I was, where I was, the things that was going on in my life before you, I would be dead right now. Like, I really believe that. I really believe I was so depressed. I was so angry that I didn't want to live a day. I didn't want to live another day. And he has brought me out of that to a point where, goodness, you can't even think of that no more. You know, there's work to be done. Jesus is coming. And so I'm just thankful that he loves me so much that he would rescue me. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for being my pastor. I am blessed that you've always been there for me and my family. And it was an honor that you guys came when my mother needed you on her last step on this earth. It was a humongous honor to her, if you didn't know it. I'm blessed to have you all as my brothers and sisters in Christ. And what I am so thankful for is God has rescued me multiple times, or I would be dead as well. Mm. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I've got to honor my parents in their life when they were here, and I got to take care of them until they took their last breath. My father and my mother both passed away in my home, and that was the greatest honor that God could have given me, and it was a blessing to have done that and continue my promise that I gave them and the father too. I'm just blessed beyond, and I thank you.
Amen.
I can't begin to even tell all the stories I'm thankful for, but most of all, I am thankful for, regardless of how many times I've failed him, he's always been there. He's always took me back. And I'm kind of like Pastor Gina and Donja both. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, and I'm so thankful that he chose to rescue me from not being here, and he chose me to live the life I live. And I'm so thankful for him, that for always being faithful.
Amen.
I'm thankful for all the times that the Lord's been with me and led me through times when I wasn't living and doing the things I needed to be doing. But he never left me and has always been around me. I'm thankful that he led me to this church, a church that teaches the Bible, and no matter what society would like things to be or like to be said, they teach us what is the Bible said, what Jesus said, and I'm just grateful for everyone in here.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I'm thankful for a God who loved me enough to rescue me from myself. You know, when it talks about that he is Jehovah Jireh, he's our provider, that isn't just a financial thing. He provides you your peace.
Yeah.
He will provide you your strength. He will provide you that endurance that you need. He will provide you that love that you have missed so much in your life. We're going to sing it today. It's called I Speak Jesus. If we would just speak Jesus over our lives, over our families, man, what a transition that makes. And I am so thankful that he loved me enough to give me Jesus.
I just want to start with Pastor Gina come up to me and she goes, you got any stories of what you're thankful for? My first response wouldn't be, how could I not?
How could
any of us not have anything we're thankful for? If there's nothing bad going on in your life, thank God for that. And everybody knows what I'm going to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my church family, and I'm thankful for a baby that we didn't even know it was here, that God took care of without us knowing.
Amen.
That shows you how much God cares for us.
Yeah.
That he sees each one of us individually, what we're going through, and even though we don't see it, he sees it, and he goes, I'm going to take care of it for him. Even though they're not asking me, I'm going to go ahead and take care of it. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind, people. Anything that's going on, or just place it in God's hand and let him take care of it. Don't pick it up and take it back with you. Leave it in God's hand and let him take care of it.
Amen.
I'm thankful for the air that's in my lungs. I'm thankful for the blood that courses through my veins.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for God's plan of salvation. I'm thankful for my family, for my sons, my grandkids, my wife. I know in my heart that God has known me before I was even conceived.
Yeah.
I thank you, dear God, for the challenges that you've given me. I thank you, dear God, for the electricity that is in my house. I thank you, dear God, for every challenge. Because I know when I struggle that you are stronger in me.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, dear God, for my church family, everyone here. I love you all. Thank you, dear God, for everything.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
These past few couple weeks, I've had the honor of going with Logan to a nursing home. And it's really opened my eyes about a few things. So specifically today, I'm going to mention the fervent prayers of a righteous man. And I'd like to think I'm one of those men.
Amen.
Without those type of people in my life, I wouldn't know where to go or know what to do or, you know, to turn to God. So I'm really thankful for those type of people in my life, my friends, my family. And they've also molded me, and Jesus has showed me, you know, different paths and things for my family. Recently, my sister was rededicated. And that's big to me. So I'm just really thankful for those type of people in my life. And it has given me a new realm of appreciation and dedication to Jesus and the calling he has on my life.
Amen.
Sorry, I didn't want to cough in the microphone. It's loud. I'm thankful that God counted me faithful to be able to influence you guys from this stage. I'm thankful that God counted me faithful. Because if you're familiar with me, I had a bad habit of never staying anywhere longer than 6 months, never keeping a phone longer than 6 months, constantly had contacts. I could disappear in and out. I could move in and out of states. I could do all kinds of different things, and nobody ever knew where I was at or what I was doing. And I had a really bad habit of consistency and faithfulness, if that makes sense. And that was one thing Paul was thankful for. He said, I was thankful that I was found faithful. And so I just wanted to say that I'm thankful today that I was found faithful. to influence and to be especially involved. A lot of you guys have been influenced by me and my family in one way or another, and I'm thankful that God counted us faithful enough to handle those situations and to love on you guys even when you guys couldn't love on yourselves. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all. I feel like we've had a sermon already this morning. Amen. Amen. With all of this, the thankfulness and stuff that, and the reasons and who God is and what he's done. So I believe this morning we just have a reason to praise him. Amen. Amen. So let's just get before him and worship and praise and give him your heart this morning.
Turn my morning back into dancing. So hard to see.